hours of writing emails, cursing computer systems, and navigating upper administration decisions crept up through my right hip, twisted the lumbar spine, and settled in my left shoulder and neck. Muscle fibers contracted and braided themselves into steel ropes. It is the kind of spasm where you hold your head in your hands to lower it onto the pillow and try to sleep on the side that pulls less. Moan, wince, yelp on the way down. The cat meows as if asking, what the hell is wrong? The most important question, will she feed and pet me and clean my litter box? Week one is bad, even with osteopathic adjustment. It nags, creates referred head pain, work doesn't flow, the caged tiger feeling sets in without yoga, climbing, and dancing. Week two, there's some improvement because I decide to listen to my body, explore, give in. A mixed third week, torn between being onto something, then stuck in a pattern that is reinforced by errands and emails, meetings, and managing crises. An inquisitive fourth week. Then, beginning of week five, a late morning walk. The urge to pull the shoulders forward and in to ward off the cold. Gray veils the sky like a crocheted shawl. In a sun-drenched state, this can be comforting. A tree comes into focus, bare of leaves, branches set against the cloud cover like an inverse scissor cut, and sparrows chatting in the top branches. I heed the somatically informed internal call to gently lift both arms to one side, head following, until the neck is elevated and the chin tilts upwards, painlessly. Ears, eyes, skin enveloped in the chirping, a conversation in a foreign language, before the group sweeps aloft and the tree stands once more in silence, but for the sap, falls slow, getting ready to go to sleep. Bird voices, the audible extension of branches disintegrating into the sky, becoming the organizing principle, resounding affirmations of shared existence as their bodies move up and out. Cellular breathing, a more primal drumbeat than my heart keeping system's rhythmic trips, so I'm stuck in a vicious cycle of chaos again. Only my muscles in spasm constitute the noise.